Good morning. Still leftover clouds and moisture with that front that brought the showers and some embedded thunderstorms to the region yesterday. As a result, we'll have areas of fog and an overall dampness this morning, although the rainfall and showers are diminishing considerably early on today. Temperatures have dropped back largely in the 50s and lower to mid-60s early this morning. And as the front continues to progress off the eastern seaboard, we'll continue the drying trend, and the clouds will tend to break up to reveal a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds and highs today in the 70s to right around 80 degrees. In the mid-levels of the atmosphere, we still have some energy that'll be rolling through, and as a result, we'll have some puffy clouds with a few scattered showers passing through mainly the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy as high pressure builds in. This will scour out even more humidity, and temperatures will drop back into the comfortable 50s. This will set us up for a great day tomorrow, with high pressure and control bringing us mostly sunny skies, warm temperatures, and low humidity, along with a nice breeze. Highs will be back up toward 80. Even more sunshine on Wednesday and warm temperatures, a touch more humidity, and 82 degrees as the high pressure center remains in control. In fact, even into the day on Thursday, we should stay dry for most of the day, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds through the afternoon, and this will lead to a couple of late-day showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the lower to middle 80s. Behind that system will start to dry it out on Friday with highs in the lower 80s, but another system will head our way for the weekend with a chance of showers for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs will dip back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Central Pacific Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Flossie at 11 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. The center of Tropical Storm Flossie was located 200 miles east of Hilo, Hawaii, and is moving toward the west near 17 miles per hour. This motion is expected to continue for the next 12 hours with a slight turn to the west-northwest after that. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 mile per hour with higher gusts. Some weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm conditions are reaching the Big Island now, Maui County this morning, and Oahu expected tonight. Tropical storm conditions are possible on Kauai and Niihau tonight, lasting into tomorrow. Heavy rainfall of 6 to 10 inches is likely, and localized amounts could reach as much as 15 inches. This rainfall could cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides, especially in the mountains. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for the Hawaiian Islands. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, drizzle and fog, and 50 degrees, with a west-southwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 61, 90% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny with a chance of showers in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs right around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 71, that's 1 degree below normal. 46 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month now 5.39 inches, which is 1.66 inches above normal. And 28.81 inches for the year, which is 6.51 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 6 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 337, and for the season 529. The average high temperature at Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1894, and the record low, 47, in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower or two, mainly in the mountains, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing sunshine and warm today with lower humidity and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower mainly in the mountains and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and warm today with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and warm today with lower humidity and highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, right around 80. More sunshine Wednesday in the lower 80s. Sunshine Thursday giving way to clouds, late day showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Increasing sunshine Friday, lower 80s, and back to the 70s with a mix of sun and clouds and scattered showers over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.